Hello, everybody, and welcome back into another episode of the Daft on Draft podcast. Today, we're just going to do a mock draft. It's been a couple weeks, so let's get into another mock draft here. Some stuff is getting a little clearer for us in terms of players who are playing big-time, potential big-time games, players who are not, and kind of where we're sitting along the way there. Again, James will take evens. I will take odds. James, you ready to roll with this thing?
Let's do it.
People usually do mock draft Mondays. We're a mock draft Wednesday kind of podcast here. Again, don't shoot the messenger on the draft order. The draft order is thanks to Tankathon. And again, we don't have enough of a sample size of this season for it to make a lot of sense once you get into the playoff teams here. Again, the 1-2 Ravens are picking ahead of 3-2-1 NFC teams because, again, once you get past that playoff thing, there's a lot of 2-win, 3-win NFC teams that where Tankathon is projecting a 1-2 Ravens team to make the playoffs. And obviously, there can't be more NFC teams than AFC teams. So it makes sense in the logistics of the playoffs. It's just the way it's going to sit for a little while.
The point is more to talk about potential first round picks than it is to like do a realistic predictive team building exercise.
Correct. And it's actually, and it's kind of cool as well, because how often you're going to see the Chiefs pick in the middle of the first
round.
So like it's just kind of a cool exercise to talk about in general as well. First overall is the New York Jets, man. And if the Jets are picking number one overall, it means that the Justin Fields thing's done. It's a one and done. I know he's under contract for a second season, but this is a one and done. So we're going to go Lenora Sellers here. Again, I think Lenora Sellers is getting better every week. And that's what you want to see out of a 19, 20-year-old quarterback who you're projecting to be the future face of a franchise. He's an excellent worker, excellent kid, and it shows up on the field. It shows up in the improvements he makes every single week. He's looking more and more comfortable as a passer from the pocket. He's got every tool to go first overall. So if he keeps stacking weeks and keeps getting better, if that progression continues to be a stair step, continues to be a staircase, he's going to go number one overall.
There seems to be this just resounding pessimism about this year's quarterback class and how they've performed so far, as if like, we haven't been watching Lenora Sellers and Fernando Mendoza after week one, and then Dante Moore and Ty Simpson emerging. It's like, I don't know. I feel like there's a ton of options.
I know we'll get a lot. This weekend will give us a really good feel of some things. I think
like Cade Klubnik was a flop, but
right.
Aside from that, who has truly, you know, bottomed out?
Right. Nobody. So, yeah, Nussmeier is exactly who we thought he was, I think. So it's like we're in the same situation.
Yep. All right. So
I think a lot of people were like just anticipating that Arch was going to come in and blow.
Oh yeah,
and Arch. Force a conversation to be the number one overall pick, and it's just like, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. See, I just didn't have any. I didn't have any expectations. I didn't really know what to expect. So, can't really be disappointed from that. Pick two is kind of tricky with the Saints because it really comes down to two players. It's either Reuben Bain Jr. or Peter Woods. I think Reuben Bain is clearly the more impactful player, and so that's ultimately who I'm going to pick. But there is a little bit of hang up because I think that a three technique like Peter Woods is potentially more difficult to find than an edge rusher. So definitely something you have to consider. And I mean, the Saints are weak at both spots, but I will go with Reuben Bain Jr.
Awesome.
Are you down with Reuben Bain Heisman?
At this point, yeah, man. I mean, he's the best player in the country right now by like a pretty wide margin at this point. So, and it's showing up in turnovers and ball production. So that's what defensive players need to win the Heisman is ball production. I will say though that Ndamukong Suh is the most dominant college football player we've ever seen on the defensive side of the ball, and he didn't win the Heisman. So, in a pretty down year. So we'll see if it pans out that way. But I'm on board with it for now. Yeah, Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are a hard team to pick for because, again, you never know who their head coach is going to be, what kind of offensive system they're going to be running. Tua still they still owe Tua a large deal of money. So, like, do they part ways with him? Like, let's just look it up real fast. Tua Tagovailoa contract. What do you got for me here? Over the cap. Because, like, they owe this guy. His cap hit next year is $54 million. $56 million, and 54 of that is guaranteed money. And even if they decide, no, we're going to cut two and move on, like, is your roster good enough? And you don't have enough money then to spend to build around a rookie quarterback. So, like, is your roster good enough to bring a rookie into? So this feels like a situation where you just take the best player available, right?
I don't know. I would still kind of... I would lean quarterback. It's hard because Mendoza's so theoretical right now. You know, I would draft Mendoza with a good game against Penn State and Oregon on his resume. I would draft that version of Mendoza right here. Mm-hmm. But then they could really use Peter Woods.
Yeah, they just drafted a defensive tackle, but interior is still looking rough for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I've watched Kenneth Grant.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of Kenneth Grant's Michigan tape to begin with. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go Peter Woods. Let's go best player available. Say they're going to eat that cap hit. Say they're going to be in a situation where they don't feel like they're in a position to bring a rookie quarterback into a competition, and they just say, let's take the best player available here.
Yeah, bang. That makes sense. For the Titans, I think this sets up pretty nicely. Like, ideally, I would want to take Reuben Bain Jr. He's off the board, but this sets up pretty nicely to take Jordan Tyson, who is my clear wide receiver one. I went through and watched his cut-ups against some of the smaller schools that they've played. Just absurd plays that he's made so far this year. And, you know, really, from watching his 2024 tape heading into the year, my two concerns were he was a little bit slender and occasional focus drops, but he added 10 pounds. And does he have a drop this year?
He's got two.
Two? Okay. So
two on 47 targets.
Okay. Not terrible. But no. Yeah, I think he's the clear wide receiver one at this point for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Calvin Ridley thing looks to be bottoming him out pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
It's bad.
All right. The New York Jets picking fifth overall. They're picking fifth overall. They're looking at a new head coach. They're not a team. They are a team that, like, it wouldn't surprise me if they did, like, the Arizona Cardinals drafting Kyler Murray the year after they take Josh Rosen kind of situation. Because, right. I mean, they're throwing Jackson Dart into a gauntlet, and if he just completely bottoms out, they'd be in a position to behind it, like, a pretty solid roster to take another rookie quarterback. I don't know if that's what they do, especially given their owner. Their owner plays a huge role in their day-to-day operation, and I don't think he'd want and done a rookie quarterback. They just signed Javon Holland to a pretty big contract, so I don't think Caleb Downs make a lot of sense here. Marcus Bowe's playing really good football for them at tackle after being drafted in the fifth round as well. So, like, I don't think they'd take a tackle here.
He had a pretty rough game.
This past outing against
the Chiefs. Yeah, oh, right.
He had a good first week.
12.2 pass blocking grade.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we consider a tackle here. Fano played fine against Texas Tech.
Yeah, it's just so I was thinking about that for the Texans, honestly, thinking ahead, and I'm like, at this point, with the information we have, I would take Goosby above Fano.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It's just the problem is Goosby hasn't played anyone. So,
and I think Goosby's a little stiffer than I think you'd probably do.
Really?
Yeah.
I just worry about Fano being able to anchor in the NFL. Like, taking a tackle that light and unproven against power in the top five, to me, that's where it becomes a stretch. But
yeah,
it's also like, who else are you going to take?
Right. Is fifth overall too high for Kenyon Sadiq? Like, if I'm just going straight up best player, maybe not.
I mean, with everybody that's off the board, I think is worth a top five pick. And then everybody that's on the board, I'm kind of not really.
I think Phil Johnson and Daniel Bellinger are their tight ends. I mean, we'll see what Cam Scataboo can do, but like, do you draft Jeremiah Love? And if Mara is having regrets about the Saquon Barkley situation, does he try to overcompensate and draft Jeremiah Love fifth overall right here? This is a tough one.
Well,
man.
I actually should say there actually are probably five players that are worth top five picks, because I would put Keldrick Falk into this mix. He's just not a fit for the Giants or the Texans. So he's going to stay on the board for a while.
Right. Thibodeau's playing out of his mind. They have Abdul Carter.
Well, Abdul Brian Carter Burns. is now the NFL's newest middle linebacker. So yeah, maybe they do need an edge.
Dude, I don't know what to do. What would you do in this situation?
If we're predicting, I could see Caleb Downs, maybe.
You don't think even with Javon Holland?
Oh, yeah, they have Holland.
Kind of playing mid-zone.
So, best player on my board... Oh, well, this is pretty easy. Best player on my board is Jermaine McCoy, and then after that would be Mansoor Delane. So it's basically just take your pick between...
And their secondary
things. You watch the Giants' defense, that's basically the main thing that's preventing their pass rush from mattering.
All right, we're doing Jermaine McCoy. I know he hasn't played yet this year, but he was clearly a top three player coming into the summer based off of 2024 tape. So we're going to try to replace Deontay Banks and see if we can hit this time around on a corner. So there we go.
So the Texans, I mean, it's between Fano and Goosby for me. Man, I'll go with Fano, I guess.
Okay.
Because I do think, like, you know, last night I just watched Penei Sewell. The last thing I watched before we recorded was Penei Sewell's 99.8 PFF run blocking performance. And I see that for Spencer Fano. I think he could do it.
Yeah.
I think he could have that kind of impact where you like really just run everything behind him.
I love it. I love it. All right. Deep in my heart, I want to draft a wide receiver here.
Mm-hmm.
Carnell Tate could be worth the number seven overall pick by the end of the year at this trajectory. Is Carnell Tate currently worth the seventh overall pick in the NFL draft? I don't think so. Mekhi Lemon is too Z slot permanent, I think, for me to take top 10. I think I pass on wide receiver. I think Keldrick Falk makes sense because Anthony Jennings is kind of taking a backseat.
Keon White's out.
He's like the same kind of body type as those guys, though. So, I mean, clearly.
Yeah, but Keon White's like out of favor with them. They need a Keldrick Falk type.
They do. I mean, they're currently starting two dudes who can't play the run and Ke'Lavon Chaisson and Harold Landry. So,
and I think Landry can play the run. Landry's kind of grown into a really good run defender, but Falk is exactly the type of player that that Vrabel will gravitate towards, I think.
Okay, there we go. Let's do it again. He has two sacks this season,
and he's coming off a really, I think, probably the best. Just pure pass rushing performance that I've seen from him against Oklahoma. As far as like he was working in a double swipe, had a little ghost. Like I actually saw some real stuff from him. And then I think it's fair to say now that he is further ahead than Mykel Williams was, you know, technically as a pass rusher. So
okay,
I think Stock's arrow's pointing up for him.
Cool. There we go. Let's roll with Keldrick Falk.
Oh, the Raiders. I took Spencer Fano off the board for them. I mean, they have to get some sort of run blocking for Ashton Jeanty, but I don't know if the eighth pick is where you reach on a guard here. What do we think about Mansoor Delane here?
Ooh.
They're starting Eric Stokes and Caillou Blue Kelly. They've got Darian Porter, who had a nice play.
They're starting Caillou Blue Kelly.
I'm going to take Mansoor Delane. you know,
that sounds like a good call.
B minus athlete, A to A plus cover corner.
There we go. One of the biggest risers this year. This fell perfectly for my Cleveland Browns because my quarterback is still on the board.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you were going Nest Bus.
Oh, there's part of me that wants to gravitate a little more towards Dante Moore because he's playing in a more NFL concept-y offense.
I saw somebody on Twitter say a little more athletic. Dante Moore say, "Show me a rep of Dante Moore getting past his first read." I'm like, well, he has all day to throw, which is kind of like the hang up, but that's sort of the main thing is that he can get past his first read.
Right. And like, for me, I love Fernando Mendoza, but like Mendoza's just throwing RPOs. So like, yeah, it's really not even a consideration.
Mendoza has had four glorified walkthroughs.
He has. All right, man. Time to throw. Dante Moore's time to throw is really high, but he's got all the day to throw.
I would give Tyson 7%.
Okay, chill. Chill. I'm not drafting Ty Simpson yet this early. I'm going to stick to my guns here. I'm a Fernando Mendoza QB1 truther. I'm going to stick to my guns here and send him, give Kevin Stefanski another Kirk Cousins variant. So,
good pick. All right. I was thinking about if we need to do this. Do we need to get spicy and consider Dante Moore here?
You think Sean Payton's going to give him the stinky boot? I mean, Bo Nix is playing some really bad football right now.
I mean, he's 2 for 3 as far as just like
absolute stinkers,
baby diaper caliber play. Like, yeah. You know what? Let's do it.
All right.
I'm going Dante Moore to the Denver Broncos.
Again, we'll have a very clear picture of who Dante Moore is by the end of the weekend.
Yeah. This could like literally next week, this could look like one of the dumbest things ever, but,
or like an absolute steal where everybody's going to start mocking him first overall.
Ultra big brain. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Dallas Cowboys. They've gotten kind of a renaissance out of Javonte Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, this would be an easy Jeremiah Love pick, but they've gotten kind of a renaissance out of Javonte Williams.
Did Jeremiah Love do anything last week?
He rushed for over 100, but it was Purdue.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm personally not really feeling Jeremiah Love. Like,
I'm not either.
Top half of the first round, like I was in the summer.
All right. Let me see something here. Because I might get a little stupid. Might get a little stupid here. Dude, yeah. I'm sorry, but we're not flying with Jack Sanborn and Kenneth Murray at linebacker. We're not flying with that.
Ooh, a little Arvell.
I don't know about Arvell. So I watched the CJ Allen Tennessee game, and I thought that kind of pulled him in every direction. I don't know if you watched CJ Allen against Tennessee.
Yeah.
I thought they kind of pulled him in every direction.
He was getting dominated like when he was rushing the passer.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do it. I think we're going to go Sonny Styles here.
I like it. Pick 11. Okay. Panthers at 12. Coming off a dominant performance.
Bryce Young, QB of the future?
Like Princely Umanmielen, he had a nice ghost rip win. And then Nick Scorton was, I thought he had a really solid game as well. Mm-hmm. So they've got some young pass rushers that they're developing. I don't know that's a totally pressing need. JC Horn playing outstanding football.
Do you follow Princely Umanmielen on Twitter?
No.
Dude, he's an absolute savage.
Oh, no. I saw his tweet where it was like for Young Hoku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so funny. And like over the summer when he like lit up Ikey Ekwonu in practice and everybody kept going to Ikey, he's like, it's not Ikey's fault. I'm like that. And like, he was just like, he's so funny. He's so funny.
That's hilarious. Okay, so like TJ Parker doesn't really make sense. I think Caleb Downs probably makes sense because I go down the board and it's Goosby, Parker, Jeremiah Love, Mekhi Lemon, Caleb Downs. To me, Caleb Downs is the biggest need, so I'll go with Downs for the Panthers.
All right. Chiefs could go a couple of different directions here. They just drafted Joshua Simmons in the first round. Looks like a home run. Juwan Taylor is the most penalized offensive tackle in the nation in the NFL right now. So they could obviously draft another tackle. And CeCe Moanoa, chilling right here on the board. I think that would be a pretty good fit for that team. There's a part of me, though, that wants to have a little fun here. And replace soon to be Mr. Taylor Swift. So my brain says this, but like the firecracker in me says this.
I like Sadiq personally over that. I also think that you could consider someone on the front four because their pass rush has looked pretty lifeless at points. Like,
it has.
So, man, what do you think about Trevor having Cassius Howell at seven? That's interesting.
I'm not drafting an edge rusher with 30-inch arms in the first round. I'm probably not taking him top 64. Caleb Banks broke his foot. That would be if I were taking a pass rusher right here, I would take a guy who's probably not even in their simulator. Let's see if he's in here. He's not in. Quincy Rhodes. I would probably take Quincy Rhodes right here over these edge rushers on the board.
Yep.
So, I mean, the value is not there to take an edge rusher. So we're gonna have some fun here. Let's go Kenyon Sadiq.
I like it. Okay. Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams coming off, I think, probably top two game of his career. Mm-hmm. O-line, I think, is probably good for now, unless there was a great tackle value. Gervon Dexter went off against Dallas.
Yep.
I think probably edge, get somebody to pair with Montez Sweat. Do we want to go Quincy Rhodes here? I mean, do you think that is too bold?
I don't hate it, man. His tools are outrageous.
Because we're talking about somebody who is what, 6'6", 280?
With the lethal lateral movement, long as hell.
Yeah.
The guy's chests.
True junior production. And pick a substitute.
I'll just go to the bottom. Let's call him.
Do my least favorite edge rusher.
Oh, geez, scroll down. That?
Scroll down. I don't know.
All right, let's just call him Deshaun Womack.
Deshaun Womack. I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Los Angeles Rams. I mean, I could honestly take a look here. This would be a position with Sellers and Mendoza off the board where I could talk myself into Ty Simpson. But the sample size isn't there for me to start mocking Ty Simpson first round yet. Their offensive line is atrocious. They're a pretty even gap power to outside zone team. So I think that Moanoa would be a good fit here. Havenstein is 18 million years old. Goosby would be a good fit here because he could play right tackle, but his better tape is at left tackle. And I'm not a huge proponent of flopping guys at the NFL level. I think he can get into some trouble there. I'm going to send CeCe Moanoa to the Rams here.
Yeah, he's really improved as a run blocker this year. Washington Commanders.
Are you a big Bill Kroski Merritt fan? Because if not, there's one for you.
I actually am.
I am too. He's explosive, dude.
Yeah. They definitely, I mean, they need help all over the front four, really, but especially at edge. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to put Bobby Wagner out of his misery, but.
Ooh, that's true. I feel like this CJ Allen would be a good Bobby Wagner replacement.
Yeah.
I don't know if you think 16 is too early for CJ.
I mean, Bobby Wagner, I think, just had like 3 sacks yesterday. I don't know if he's, he's going to make another all pro somehow this year.
That's funny.
I think I'm going to go with TJ Parker here for, okay. Well,
oh,
did you pick him already?
I did. Okay. TJ Parker. I meant to click on him to go into his profile, and then there's a draft button at the bottom.
That's all good. I was thinking maybe Carnell Tate, but yeah, TJ Parker.
Okay. Detroit Lions here. I mean, they need edge help too. Every team needs edge help, and there's just not enough good edge.
Let's do Carnell Tate for the Commanders, and then you want to do TJ Parker for the Lions?
Yeah. Let's flip it. Let's flip it. Yeah. I like that. So if you're watching on YouTube, Carnell Tate's a Commander. TJ Parker is a Lion. There we go. Yeah. Easy money.
Oh, so then I'm back. Okay. Rams. Who did the Rams pick?
CC Moeno. CC Moeno.
Need to get a quarterback. I mean, McVay is going to love Nussmeier.
Yeah.
Right.
He would also love Ty Simpson in that same vein. And I think you would love this. I think you'd love Aiden Childs too.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think Aiden Childs is coming out this year.
Okay. I'm just going to warning, like once we get into the late 20s, especially, I'm going to have a couple bold picks. So I'm just going to say we're going bold this mock. I'm going Ty Simpson.
Let's go with it. Rams. His tape is very good so far.
Yeah.
Again,
I mean, it's
ULM
small,
in Wisconsin.
It's a small sample size, but it's basically outside of some short stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty flawless.
Baltimore Ravens. Is Derrick Henry washed?
Well, he's got to stop fumbling. Stop trying to make Jeremiah Love a thing. I'm just kidding.
Their guard play is also abysmal.
Yeah. And their, their front was getting wrecked.
Murdered.
Mike Green. And Travis Jones.
Yeah. Which is odd for Travis Jones. Yeah. Odd for Travis Jones. Mike Green, I always kind of was like, this guy's a DPR. Why are we trying to talk about this guy as a first-round pick? It's kind of lived up to that. Again, I'm not writing him off or anything like that, but.
Yeah, dude, we got to draft David Bailey here.
Another undersized DPR. Again, the edge class, I don't love any of these guys. I mean, if I were to take one, it would be the Antosaka, but like that's just doing Odafe Owe all over again, the highly athletic guy who is extremely green. Like, I don't love the edge guys here.
You like Joshua Joseph?
Yeah, I do. Oh, man. I think we got to go guard.
Like,
I'm so tired of
Zion Young and Denai Dennis Sutton are gonna go early.
Denai Dennis Sutton's terrible.
All right, I agree. Like I agreed, but he has insane get off. Like I was looking at the fastest get offs for like defensive linemen, and they're pretty much all Denai Dennis Sutton. The dude launches off of the line of scrimmage, and like. I know the NFL is high on him. Same thing as that goes like kind of double for Zion Young. I don't know that he would go 19 or whatever. Same with Romello Height. Yeah.
I could get real bold and go Romello Height. That'd be very bold.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm really struggling. I think it's offensive.
What about Big Citrus?
Dominique Orange first round, though? He doesn't really have a pass rush prowess to his game. Who is the Ravens' free safety? Because I think that could solve a lot of issues for him. Because I know Kyle Hamilton's doing a lot of roaming, doing everything. Oh, it's Malachi Starks. Yeah, I'm not drafting a free safety. Duh.
Yeah, I mean, who they really need to draft is like Tim Keenan in the third round or something, or Caden McDonald in the third.
I don't think, for once, I don't think their receivers are that big of an issue. I'm usually griping about Baltimore's receivers.
What if you went with...
I mean, I'm leaning towards drafting Isaiah World because Ronnie Stanley is getting up there.
What if you went with C.J. Allen to replace Roquan Smith?
Are we that close to the end of Roquan?
I think we are.
So, and
but the tackle thoughts also, you're also right there. So,
yeah. I mean, he's got no guarantee. Rokon's got no guaranteed money after this year. So you could be on. Let's do the Roquan thing. That's a good pull. Roquan's out of guaranteed money at the end of the year. I didn't watch the tape of the game from Monday night, but I did see a lot of really angry Baltimore fans.
It was Roquan. It was Kyle Hamilton, Travis Jones, Mike Green, Marlon Humphrey. I mean, basically listed the whole defense, but like those were the main perpetrators.
Jeez. All right, there we go.
All right.
Browns well here.
Browns took, was it?
Mendoza? Uh-huh.
So the Browns need an offensive lineman.
They need 5 offensive linemen.
Yeah. Would have said Lomu before the Texas Tech game. Caden Proctor's not in this class, in my opinion. So it would be between Isaiah World and Trevor Goosby.
I haven't loved World's tape this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There's no like deep sleeper in this tackle,
but
I already know about.
In reality, Mendoza needs somebody who can separate on those RPO glance routes, so we're going to take Mekhi.
Their wide receiver. Yeah, their wide receiver room is real bad, too.
More of a best player Lemon. Available thing.
Okay. Mekhi Lemon. There we go. Oh. Pittsburgh Steelers back on the clock. This is a Nussmeier team. If they just want to keep like treading water at quarterback and trying to compete, this is a Nussmeier team. Although Rodgers looks like he could play another year. Rodgers is playing some pretty good football.
Rodgers was terrible this past week.
He was terrible this past weekend, but
yeah.
Let's go quarterback. This is where I feel comfortable with Nussmeier. This is the high floor conversation. Like, don't take this guy top 10. You take ceiling shots top 10. Once you get in the back end of the first round, we could talk about some high floor players here. Let's go, Nussmeier.
So. Normally, you would draft, one would mock a corner to the Minnesota Vikings, but Isaiah Rodgers coming off of the best game of all time, I think it would be disrespectful. so I'm not going to do that to them. What that leaves us with, TJ Hockenson looked pretty washed, but there's no tight end to take.
Nope. Max Clair's been such a disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah, he's canceled to me. I'm not going to do it, but if I was being honest, I would probably take a quarterback because I mean, like if we're being honest, what do you think actually the odds are that JJ McCarthy is going to be the guy?
I mean, he looks like the same guy he was in Michigan.
I think they had it in Sam Darnold.
They tried to hide him at Michigan. So, yeah. It's not pretty.
But I think this is a good Jeremiah Love spot.
I think it's a good Jeremiah Love spot too.
I don't I don't love him in zone compared to gap, but I think that he is pretty, I think he's still clearly the best running back in this class, even if he's had a slow start.
Yep. Yep. Is that where you're going with it?
Yeah.
All right. Arizona Cardinals, I would have taken Jeremiah Love here if you didn't, because James Conner just suffered a pretty devastating injury, and at his age, it's probably that might be curtains. Might be curtains for him. Do I draft another wide receiver here to replace Marvin Harrison Jr.? Is he washed? Is he done? Is it time to can Marvin Harrison Jr.? We could go right tackle as well, because they probably should have last year and they didn't. But again, not a natural right tackle on the board. Are you a big proponent of natural right tackles playing right tackle and natural left tackles playing left tackle the way that I am talking?
It really just, it comes down to the individual. Like the only person to me that could answer that would just be asking them and like them trying it out, what they're comfortable with.
Yeah. Like I don't know if Isaiah Wuerl is the athlete to kind of do that.
Right.
I think Kalo Lomu could be the athlete to kind of do that. I think Trevor Goosby could be the athlete to kind of do that. But we've seen Trevor Goosby at right tackle, and I wasn't in love with it.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Dog.
Jennings Dunker and the treading water pass set.
No, thank you. Yelda Froholt is their starting center. Yelda's played pretty well for them in recent years. Yeah. I haven't checked on what Yelda Froholt's doing this year for him.
Is Walter Nolan injured? I think he's been.
Yeah, he hasn't played yet. Yeah. Yep. All right, Arizona Cardinals. What's your depth chart look like here? I mean, they could do a quarterback.
This draft.
I mean, they need a wide receiver bad.
This draft dries up of first round talent very quickly.
Very fast. Very fast. Their linebackers are also Akeem Davis Gaither, Mack Wilson, and Zaven Collins. Their safeties are Jalen Thompson and Buda Baker. Pretty decent. And they have Deidrean Taylor Demerson too, who I think can play. So I don't know if that's necessarily a need. I'm looking at linebacker here, and I'm seeing a need. I think this could be an Arvell Reese fit here.
Yeah.
With Jonathan Gannon. So we'll go Arvell Reese to the Cardinals.
All righty. So, man, the Bengals offensive line. I almost feel like drafting an offensive lineman to the Bengals is like launching a unicorn into outer space. It's just like you're just sending it into the void, but you've got to keep taking swings. So we're going to draft Connor Liu here and just like try to get Joe Burrow some protection.
Oh, we're on the Seahawks.
Oh, wait, was I looking at the Bengals?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, that could be a good pick for them.
I'll just pick Connor Liu the next pick. Yeah.
You want to just flip? Like you want to do the Seahawks?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Seattle didn't allow a sack last week. It's crazy. Seattle's got good talent, man. I mean, like tight end, but again, what tight end are we talking here? I like their stable of edge rushers. Boye Mafe is really coming along.
Byron Murphy breaking out.
Yeah. So like I think their defensive line, then this is another linebacker team too, I think. But they like who's the dude who just played for the Rams and then the Titans and then the Seahawks? Ernest Jones. They've got Ernest Jones. They signed him to a new contract.
You could honestly go Connor Liu here because they're starting Jalen Sundell.
Yeah. I could go Connor Liu here. But if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure they like Sundell, and Sundell's like playing pretty decent football. What's their secondary look like? Who's starting at corner?
That could be me not knowing ball then.
I know that Reek Woolen, they are like on the verge of benching every week. Okay, they're starting Reek Woolen and Josh Jobe at corner.
Jobe had a pretty week the other day, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Corner could be good.
Yeah. I'm going to go Avion Terrell here. Again, yeah. Avion Terrell. The issue with Terrell, though, is that Clemson's playing him almost. They're playing him a ton in the slot. this year. And Devon Witherspoon plays a ton in the slot for Seattle.
Yeah.
I think they coexist. I think you coexist here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Avion Terrell's already matched, like, tripled his total snaps in the slot from a year ago. But we're going to go with it. We're going Avion Terrell to the Seattle Seahawks. And then Connor Liu, welcome to the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, Dallas Cowboys back on the clock here with the Micah Parsons pick from the Green Bay Packers. They went with Sonny Styles.
Wait, so am I even, is that me or is it?
Well, I was even.
Okay, yeah, no. You go.
No, no, you're even. No, you're right, you're even.
Okay.
Yeah, it's you. My bad. I got ahead of myself there.
All right. Cowboys at 26. I mean, they really need edge help. Donovan Isaraku coming off of a 0% pass rush win rate performance.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too early for one of the Texas Tech edge rushers? Maybe. Yes, probably. They need a corner.
Did you see Mike Renner mocked your boy Anthony Lucas first round today?
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, he went off against Michigan State.
He did. So that's what the corner board looks like. Will Lee, it would be, I think, your top corner, right, at this point?
So mine would be Xavier Scott right now. Or Xavier Keith Scott, Abney. Will Lee. I mean, Keith Abney has been balling out recently.
He had a beautiful pick this weekend.
Yeah. I'll go with Will Lee, though. Okay. I think he's got the first round traits out of all those guys.
Sounds good. Buffalo Bills, I'm looking safety here. That defense on the back end needs to return to the days of Hyde and Poyer. They just drafted Maxwell Harrison. They just drafted corner. Their offensive line is solid, and all of those the key players there are under contract. They think their wide receiver room is intact. They just paid James Conner. I think safety is the move here. They can afford a luxury pick.
Mm-hmm.
They could go defensive tackle, maybe. Caleb Banks, kind of a discount here, coming off of a broken foot, could be a decent pick for them. Again, we've talked about edge for every team. They did sign Joey Bosa to kind of like a Band-Aid contract along the defensive line. But I think safety is the move here. And I'm going to give them a true center fielder here and go Kamari Ramsey to the Buffalo Bills.
I like it. So I was just thinking about back on that Cowboys pick. They have Siobhan Revel.
They do, but is he on PUP still?
So yeah, but so in this universe, we're going to trade away Trevon Diggs for some mid-round draft capital.
Yeah.
Roll with Will Lee. All right. Bucks at 28. I mean, they're kind of set at wide receiver, but I still think you could justify even another first round pick because like how long
are Chris
Godwin and Mike Evans going to be there?
I was just going to say, could you imagine replacing Mike Evans with Denzel Boston?
I mean, they have to get Servassie Dennis out of the lineup, but
they do. We just we've already
got three linebackers. There aren't like coverage linebackers that are worth first round picks available. And I mean, the pass rush was awesome last Sunday. Yeah, dude, let's go Denzel Boston. Let's replace Mike Evans with Denzel.
Let's go. Did you hear Mike Evans came out in a presser and like somebody asked him like how much longer and he said the end is near?
Really?
He didn't like give a year, but he's like, okay, it's coming up. Yeah. So the Indianapolis Colts can't get a pass rush. But again, like if I take David Bailey, I'm just taking Leatu Latu again, a guy who just can't play with power. Like I need like we need to start talking power profile guys here. I mean, we could go Caleb Banks and replace DeForest Buckner, because Buckner's getting up there, but Buckner's probably still their best defensive lineman, him and Grover Stewart.
The Colts don't have a ton of needs. It's a really solid roster.
Their corners are pretty iffy. But again, we've drafted, this could be a Keith Abney spot.
Yeah.
This could be because they didn't make any massive upgrades at corner that I'm aware of. Charvarius Ward, but then they're starting Xavien Howard opposite him. So, yeah. They did draft Justin Wally, though, and Justin Wally's on IR. I do really like Justin Wally.
Yeah, and then they've got Kenny Moore at nickel.
What's the stopwatch on Kenny Moore, though?
Had a pick six last week.
He did. That was a lollipop. That was a lollipop, bro. They don't need wide receiver help. They don't need a running back. Their offensive line is intact. I think this is a Caleb Banks spot, and you start planning for life without DeForest Buckner. And if DeForest Buckner still plays at a high level for another year, that's great, because Caleb Banks is coming off of a broken foot.
Makes sense.
I think that's what we're going to do here.
All right, you ready for a Foster stunt?
Yes.
At pick 30, the 49ers take Alabama wide receiver Jeremy Bernard.
I don't hate it.
Not a move I would necessarily make. I would love to snag him in like the second round, but this guy, he's somebody that kind of checks the box with like a 7.5 out of 10 and just everything. It's very like a Mecca Ibuka coded, but crisp route runner, not a ton of exaggerated like salesmanship, not the flashiest route runner, but can create separation, good hands, you know, utility kind of receiver that does the dirty work. So I think Shanahan will definitely value that.
Love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Even though Rashawn Slater suffered a season ending injury, they just extended him. They're going to give him every opportunity to come back. The Chargers here at 31. I would love to take Chris Braswell here, but that's just like taking Quentin Johnston again. Like same body type, same kind of play style. Same kind of iffy play through contact.
Same hands, low key.
Yeah. So I don't think that's the move here. Aronde Gadsden played nice for him in tight end too. And if I were to take a tight end, I would take one who could play in line a little bit. And this class is severely lacking in that. You know, I would have taken Connor Liu here if Connor Liu was on the board. I think it's too early for Parker Brailsford. I think it's too early for Iapani Laulalu. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but I think it's too early for him. Although I think some team is going to fall in love with Laulalu and like draft him like extremely higher than we would anticipate. I think that's going to happen.
I still need to watch him.
Do they go free? But again, there's no safety I'm taking here in the first round. Emmanuel McNeil Warren, first round pick. Pair him with Derwin James back there. This is a tough one. I mean, again, it's Jim Harbaugh, so it's got to be probably some sort of gritty player, trench adjacent player. Dude, the value on the board is awful right now.
It's so bad. Awful. I mean, I still think like if there's an outside corner you like, I still think that could be the move.
Because they like the kid from Maryland, Tarheeb Still. Who's playing opposite Still?
Dante Jackson.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, we're going corner.
Picked on.
Keith Abney. We're going Keith Abney right here. Keith Abney has been balling. He has already got another interception this year.
They've also got Cam Hart, but that way, you know, Abney can play nickel outside.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still.
So still who's 32?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. Is Trevor Goosby still on the board?
He absolutely is.
Okay, that's what you just have to take then, because that's just best player available. Yep. Jordan Mailata replacement in 8 years.
There you go. Let's round it out there. All right. There we did it. That's our mock draft here. Again, draft order came from Tankathon. So, first overall to the New York Jets, Lenore Sellers, Reuben Bain to the Saints, Peter Woods to the Dolphins, Jordan Tyson to the Titans, Jermaine McCoy to the Giants, Spencer Fanu to the Texans, Keldrick Falk to the Patriots, Mansoor Delane to the Raiders, Fernando Mendoza to the Browns, Dante Moore to the Broncos, Sonny Styles to the Cowboys, Caleb Downs to the Panthers, Kenyon Sadiq to the Chiefs, Quincy Rhodes, pass rusher out of Arkansas to the Bears at 14, CC Moanoa 15 to the Rams, TJ Parker to the Commanders, Carnell Tate to the Lions, Ty Simpson to the Rams to replace Matthew Stafford there, CJ Allen replaces Roquan Smith in Baltimore, Mekhi Lemon to the Browns to pair with Fernando Mendoza, Garrett Nussmeier to the Steelers at 21, Jeremiah Love to the Vikings at 22, Arvell Reese to the Cardinals, Avion Terrell to the Seahawks, Connor Lue to the Bengals, Will Lee III to the Cowboys, Kamari Ramsey, safety out of USC to the Bills, Denzel Boston to the Buccaneers, replace Mike Evans with Mike Evans adjacent, Caleb Banks to the Indianapolis Colts, Jeremy Bernard to the San Francisco 49ers, Keith Apney, the second corner out of Arizona State to the Chargers, and then Trevor Goosby to the Eagles to be the heir apparent to one of those two aging tackles. Do you have a favorite pick here?
So I think I would probably go with Mekhi Lemon to the Browns, Kamari Ramsey to the Bills, or Jeremy Bernard to the 49ers.
I do like the Bernard to the Niners one. I low-key dig Arvell Reese to the Cardinals with Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah.
Quincy Rhodes opposite of Montez Sweat sounds really awesome, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to keep seeing it from Quincy Rhodes.
Denzel Boston to replace Mike Evans.
That one's so good. That one's so good, dude. Oh, man, that one's so good. But, yeah, that's all I got, James. What do you got for the people? Plug your stuff.
Yeah, I got two film breakdowns out on my channel, at James Foster on YouTube, breaking down Reuben Bain Jr. and Mansoor Delane. So definitely go check those out.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Awesome. Well, until next time, this has been another episode of the Daft on Draft podcast. See ya.